If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? It is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm your girl, just Pam.
Y'all, you know the vibes.
Mm-hmm. You supposed to say it's Tina.
Oh, y'all want me to say that too?
Yeah, you can introduce yourself.
y'all know the vibes of your girl, Tina. You know the vibes, Ma Madea.
Mm-hmm. She did a whole drop. Period. But listen, this is like, what is this? Is this your third time?
My second.
Second time. Okay, mm-hmm. I've had you on Way Up. Mm-hmm. Yes, so AKA Hood Celebrity.
In our life.
Yeah, we had a hoot with you the first time you came up here.
Yeah.
We went viral.
That was one of our first episodes back from our COVID break as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
She be starting trouble, you know?
Always. No, the people didn't believe that you're a virgin. You're still a virgin.
Yeah.
They did not believe it. I believe you.
The people.
You know, the viewers.
Yeah.
You believe me, right?
I believe you.
I believe her.
Yeah.
Why would she lie about that?
With my mouth open, I'm going to
say. That she's a virgin?
I'm behooved again. That's twice in one
twice
day.
Twice in 5 minutes. Just behooved me.
I don't know, sure, but I am behooved. Really?
100%. I'm just waiting for the right person.
Okay. Well, me too.
I'm going to drink to that.
Let me drink to
that. Oh, you're a virgin too?
No. listen, we all kind of, we're all virgins to something.
To something.
There you go.
Right, I'm a butt virgin.
Y'all get it now.
Wait, what? Yeah, I'm a butt virgin. Like, I've never
had anal.
Yeah. Like, what type of virgin are you, Gigi?
I don't think I'm
we all
kind
are
of
virgins
virgin.
To something.
There what, you haven't, go. What haven't I done?
Oh, you a freak.
Damn.
Gigi can't think of nothing. Mm-mm. You've never gotten married.
There we go.
Okay.
I'm a married
so virgin.
Virgin
to that.
And what about you, Pam? Just Pam?
This is just not my interview, because you should ask her. Honestly, I don't know.
But Just Pam is our, can I say you're like our resident comedian guest host?
Okay. Love that. Yes.
We love when Just Pam is here. Mm-hmm. Now, for you, Tina, you have a new project coming out.
Yep.
And some of these songs, so let's talk about it, because some of these songs I've heard before, you know, in the past, but now you've put everything together as a whole project.
Correct.
Okay. One of my favorite ones, though, which I'm glad about, is Signs. I love that song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, I do. It's like a nostalgic feel to it, you know.
What you like about it?
Well, I like the sample that you used on there. And then, of course, you know, we all have seen these signs before.
If the cell phone is upside down, he's cheating.
Yeah. Yeah. What else?
They all do that. That's for sure.
But some people just, they all do that. No,
that's for sure.
I feel like all men do that, though. So that means they're all cheating?
Do we do that, too, though?
I don't.
Women do it, too.
My phone be fake.
You see how my phone is right now?
I got a screen protector, so you're a cheater. Though, so you can't see it. But it definitely
I'm a cheater. I wouldn't say I'm a cheater. If I'm not happy, then I'm going to do what I got to do.
So you're a cheater?
I wouldn't say it's a cheater.
Because we're not always happy.
Because if we're good, then I don't cheat.
But to be clear, relationships are not always good. So what's going to happen when you're not happy? You got to learn.
Then I'm going to go find happiness somewhere else.
It's time to go. I ain't staying with nobody if I'm not happy.
But it's like a period of time. Not happy could mean like, what if he's going through something, you're going through something that he can't even really help you with, or she can't help you.
She can't help you with. If we can't help each other, we shouldn't be together. That's really the truth. If we both cannot help each other, we should not be together.
Okay.
We can't both be going through something at the same time.
Ooh. It's true. But life.
If somebody got to pick somebody up, but somebody got to thug it out.
Right.
One of us got to, we both can life be life in.
Have you ever had somebody that you feel like really stuck it through some hard times with you and did lift you up when you were down?
Relationship-wise?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Okay. And then what happened?
I mean, I stuck it through too and lift you up when you're down. But you know what I hate, right? Is really like in relationships, is like just because you stuck it through with me, right? And stayed with me when I was down, does that mean that I should still stay around when the bullshit starts to happen?
You know what? And some people feel
some people
obligated.
Really hold you to that. Yeah. Like, but I was there for you when you wasn't nothing. I was there for you when you was fucked up. I was there for you when shit wasn't going good. And it's like,
yeah, because you also did some BS that I don't want to be here with you now.
Correct.
So here
but
we
some
are.
People feel like you should stay.
Well, and some people will try to stay. Like sometimes you feel obligated to somebody because you're like, okay, well, you know, you were with me when I was locked up.
But I feel like if you feel obligated, then you should look out, if that makes sense. There's other ways I could look out for you and make sure you're still good because I'm not going to be ungrateful.
Right.
But I can't stay if I'm not happy.
But some people won't accept that help either. Like if you like, look, this ain't working. I'm not connected to you like that. Mm-hmm. But I still want to, no. Sometimes you got to just cut it completely off.
I mean, but how even much bullshit is bullshit, though?
Hmm?
How much bullshit is bullshit?
Yeah.
If you went through it with somebody and they did one round of bullshit, do you let them go?
Or one
like,
round.
I mean.
It all depends because some people could really take it and then some people can't. What if I can't take it?
Right.
It's like people who cheat, right? Some people you could cheat and y'all could get through it and y'all could work it out. Me personally, I can't get through if you cheat on me.
Okay.
Like that would never come out my head.
I agree with you because I've been in situations where I had an ex, he cheated and I knew I would never get over it. But I think it also depends. I was looking at this on social media today. Somebody was like, if everything else is perfect and you know, you can forgive a cheat. I think it depends on how it happens too. Like if somebody comes to you and they're like, look, we got into this argument, we were on a break, we didn't talk for a week and then I did something and you came to me and told me, I can't say that I would forgive it, but it might be more of a consideration than if everything was perfect between us, I think we're good. And then, you know, you did that. And I also feel like sometimes if other things aren't good in your relationship and somebody cheats, it's the last straw.
Especially when they have a whole nother relationship.
Yes, that too.
That they deny.
Like, did you go to Vegas and hire a prostitute? Is that worse than if you were having like a long time other relationship?
Yeah, what's worse?
I feel like cheat is just cheating. Like,
wait, how do a virgin cheat? I'm sorry, I gotta ask. I'm sure y'all was wondering, like, if you ain't fucking, is it still considered a cheat? So we want to know,
cheater
what
is
do
cheating.
You consider cheating?
Listen, cheating like, is cheating. I could have you filling up on me, touching my booty, you know, rubbing down my titties.
You think
know,
that's cheating? That's like dancing in a club. Like,
oh, that is a fact. That
oh,
is
no, that's cheating.
That's so carnival.
You,
really?
You
carnival.
Catch your man right now on the steps, right? Let's say you just going down, see you catch him right on the steps, hugging, hand on her ass. That's not cheating.
How big was the ass? He was
tongue kissing.
That's the question. How big was this?
What if
ass
it was carnival?
Right, like was music
I'm
playing?
I'm Jamaican,
at the time?
So I can't say carnival is cheating.
Well, okay,
I grew up on that. Like I grew up on, but that's different.
Okay, so it depends on where he's rubbing on her titties and ass.
Yeah, but carnival, you're not gonna see nobody kissing.
You're not gonna be kissing.
Yeah, you're not gonna be kissing.
No, when you say kissing. So you ain't say kissing.
She did say kissing.
I did say kissing.
She said you go down and steps and you see kissing and rubbing ass and titties.
I just can't take no form of cheating.
Okay.
Like, at all. Like, perfect example. Like, and I remember high school days, right? I was in high school and this was like my second girlfriend. And I cheated. And I actually broke up with her because I cheated.
Okay.
Because I feel like, and even once I cheat, I can't go back. Like, I don't feel like it's the same. Because I start comparing both people.
Wow, that's a shame. So you cheated on her, and then you broke up with her.
Yeah,
and you had
because,
your own
and now I know you're going to cheat on me right back.
That's kind of what, you saw with Dwayne Wade's interview, he was talking about Gabrielle Union, and when he cheated on her, he said he had the baby. Yeah, he said he wanted her to leave him.
Yeah, because I know you're going to cheat back. Just not gonna be the same. That's like a relationship, like torture.
So it's like you fucked it up.
I'm gonna remind you every day that I cheated and why I did it. And if you did it, you're gonna probably remind me every day once I slip up. I feel like when somebody cheat and you take them back, it just gets worse.
Yeah, it can. I mean, there's some people who have gotten through it, but I do feel like the relationship probably
it's never the same.
It's never the same because it don't matter. Like every time you leave, I'm gonna think you're doing something.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been with somebody and tried to stay with them who cheated on you? Did you cheat on them?
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. Say it again.
That's why I cheated.
Because they cheated first.
Yes, I cheated back.
Okay.
You see? So she just gave exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
They're going to cheat back. And if you were a dangerous person, they're going to do it in private. And cheating in private is the most dangerous thing. Because see, when I cheat, I'm going to tell you I did it. I'm going to tell you the time I did it, the day I did it, what made me do it. Like, no, but I'm going to be honest.
But maybe somebody don't want all those details.
Nah, but you got to be real. Because I'd rather somebody be real with me than to cheat. And what about these people that's cheating in private and they're not saying nothing and they're on to the fifth, sixth, seventh person?
What you don't know don't hurt you.
I think if you cheat on me,
that's the most dangerous
thing. I don't need to know the time. I don't want to know the details. I just want to know you did this. Who is this person? Is it somebody I know? Who is it? And that I don't think I need to know, like, how
I would never cheat on somebody I know.
Okay. Mm-mm. With somebody you know or somebody they know?
I would never do it with somebody they know. Okay. I think that's just, it's one is nasty, like, for me, because it's like, damn, like.
Wait.
That's when you add the level of disrespect.
She like.
I'm it's still one thing on, to cheat, I'm but it's still another on the virgin one to part.
So she said. So she dates women.
So when she said it's nasty, I'm like,
So she dates women, so she's never been with, she's never had heterosexual sex.
Okay.
So that's what makes her virgin, because there's been no insertion into the vagina, well, not even a dildo.
Hold on.
Wait, no. Does it dildo?
Now we just changed it.
This is what you said before, right?
Okay.
But that's
now that
years
makes
ago.
Way more sense.
I mean, it's been like 3 years, so I don't know. Ago. But
that
but,
makes way
so,
more
hold
sense.
Hold on.
It's like you said, everybody got their own thing that they're virgin to.
I knew it. I'm like, ain't no way.
No, but she hasn't been penetrated, right?
That makes more sense.
You haven't been penetrated.
Well, I don't know if a dildo counts. I think you still could be a virgin and have had a dildo inserted.
She kept saying it's not even a real penis.
It's not a real penis.
Nah, but it's still
a toy.
Anything that goes inside of you,
like a tampon,
it on
finger.
You can't count. You can't say even a finger. Even for fingers,
that's
you
not
can't,
sex.
Go to the hospital.
Finger sex.
Touch somebody. God forbid. Do that to somebody and let them go to the hospital and say that's not sex.
A finger.
It's sex.
I don't think that's true.
What's it called?
It's sex.
Finger sex?
Finger fucking.
Phalange. Phalange fucking.
It's still sex.
So no, I think sex is intercourse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's not like intercourse is like sexual intercourse is like your genitalia, not your finger or not a toy.
Tongue.
Because that would mean that sex like is... masturbating, is masturbating sex?
Well, it's not self-sex. There you go. It's just you doing it to yourself.
That's somebody else masturbating you.
But, yo, what?
Yo, so
he's
confused.
A movie.
I've never been so confused in my life. Okay, wait. So.
Rewind.
You know we're in 2023. It's not that. It's not that
so you're virgin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Virgin to what? Because I was on, every time you gotta said find it's nasty, out. I was like, wait, what's.
You got to find out.
If I do
to
this, like, that's nasty because I'm confused. Now I know. Okay. I'm helping y'all viewers because I'm trying to get the questions y'all want.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs on the new project, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, regular. And we talk about like wanting to be regular, not wanting to be with somebody who's a clout chaser, not wanting to have to go do a big hoopla. I feel like Do y'all want to be regular?
I feel like for me, it's more of a sense of normalcy. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to always have to feel like my life is this way when I just want to be regular, normal. Just want to do normal, everyday shit and be okay with it.
Yeah, she be answering all the questions. I don't even got to say nothing.
That was just my POV from listening to the song.
No, that was my energy. I was right? Yeah, mm-hmm. That was my energy. Like, some days I just want to go to the supermarket with my mom. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I want to have a good time. Like, I want to go to Dave and Buster's. Like, I miss doing regular shit. Like, right. I really do. Like, I miss, not saying that I'm, you know, I'm going to be ungrateful to God for making me who I am and, you know, giving me the opportunity to make money to, you know, help my family. But I didn't know this come with so much.
Right, it
like,
is a lot.
I miss having a regular ass time with my friends. I miss going to the block with them. I miss going, like, my friends and be like, yo, come on, like, we going over here, like. I'd be like,
yeah, I can't.
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna go get security, da da da. They're like, but you can't get security. Like, we're just gonna go. I'm like, nah, I gotta get security.
I can't even just walk outside.
Yeah, like, you can't do, just regular shit. Like, I still try to do, like, stuff where I put, like, a big ass hoodie, glasses, a mask,
even more conspicuous.
That
even
like, they'd be like,
that's somebody.
Where did you go? But you know, sometimes I try to be like, yeah, you'd be like, where did you go? I'm like, I be trying to be, like, in and out.
Target.
To still do, like, regular things, but. Then I bump into those people that I'd be like, oh my God, that's her celebrity?
Yeah.
And then they start going crazy. And I had to really beg this one girl, like, yo, please, like, do not blow my cover. Right. And I was just getting a wash and set.
Wow.
Like, I miss getting like, wash and
sets. Go to the,
I just want to go to the Dominicans and get my hair done. And she started like, oh my God. Like, then everybody start, of course, looking around like, oh, who's that?
But sometimes it is nice, though, when you know, sometimes you make somebody's day.
No,
when
of
they,
course.
Yeah, when they...
But but not when you start getting overcharged now. Okay, if that's a salon that I was going to, that's like my little low-key spot. You know, I can
and
just get my stuff
done. And
then
they realize
that you're
you, and now,
the,
now the price is tripled.
Now the price start to change. Right. And I was like, oh, mommy, what you did last week is different. And it's like, oh, what changed?
Oh, I would think they would want your business even more.
Oh, not any of that bread.
They want the coin, because they know she got it.
When you are who you are, you don't get treated when it comes to those type of things. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had people that always double charge once they find out.
I will say that does happen with certain things, like mm-hmm. me doing these houses and stuff like that.
I don't have no luck with that. It always happened for me.
But when it comes, but I do feel like people be comping a lot of stuff when they see you. Like, if you go to a restaurant, they're like, don't worry about that. Or they send drinks, or they do, like, they don't do certain things, like extra food, desserts.
I mean, when you're trying to do the regular stuff, like I said, with the Dominican salon, just like, go to the hood real quick and just get a quick wash and set. Like, they're not looking at it like that.
Right. Well, clearly I don't do my hair, so I don't know what that's like.
Surely I gotta start getting go by myself and nobody gonna know who the hell I am. So I'm fine. I don't have the problems y'all got.
Well, what about you, Pam, though? But just Pam, when you doing your shows and everything, guys don't approach you afterward? Like, they do?
And well, then on some creep shit, I want to see if you soft as you look. I'm like, come on.
What type of lie is that?
That's the shit that? Those are the hugs and stuff I get. Like, people like that. They just want to
squeeze you extra tight.
Let me just see if you're soft because you look fluffy. And I'm like, oh my God. Or something I say on stage, they'll think, like, I really do that in real life.
Right, you'd be like, man, I sex with great
dick.
And
they'd be trying to test it out. They'd be trying to test your gangster.
Yeah, but I haven't reached that level where, like, if I go to Walmart, it has happened. Like, one day my car broke down on the highway and me and my daughter was trying to, like, push it on, like, a busy-ass highway. And these people stopped. And she was like, oh, my God, just Pam. And I was like, oh, shit. I was looking at her about to get her autograph just because she knew who I was.
Can I get your autograph?
Crazy, and they actually helped us, but... And it don't happen that much for me. I'm just Pam. That's it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
So I want to ask you this, Tina. So the album is coming out next month.
Yep.
Right? So talk to me about the process of putting this together. Because like I was saying earlier, I know some of these songs mm-hmm. that are on here. And I know you had taken like a step back for mm-hmm. a little while. So yeah. for you, what has this been like putting this together?
Honestly, it feels good. Like my album, I feel like what makes it so dope is because I went through so much different stages mm-hmm. in my life, in my career. And all those records going to speak for that.
Right.
Like it's all different type of, every phase, every energy I went through, I put it on there. It's in one of those songs.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's what's going to make it special. It's going to make you go from, like if you guys probably listened to it already, yeah. like excited mm-hmm. to, oh shoot, like all right, she was feeling like that.
Right, yeah.
Like back in your bag, then you happy all over again. Mm-hmm. Like that's really what I went through.
It's good to see the evolution.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. And you really can sing too.
Yeah. You my know? Voice, I don't know if y'all could hear it, but my voice is actually, like my vocals been acting up for the probably like the last 2 weeks.
Because you've been doing too much?
Because I've been doing
busy,
a lot.
Busy.
Yeah, like studio, all this stuff. Like, I really just, I feel like I've been hard on myself because I took a little break.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like super hard on myself now.
You feel good though about like everybody is excited for you to be back?
Yeah.
Back at it? I've been seeing you pop out now.
Yeah. I remember and not only that, I feel like, not to cut you off, but I mm-hmm. feel good like the support that I'm getting, like even from like, you know, people like you, like you've been supporting me and I really appreciate that because at one point, I kind of, with the music, just kind of be like, yo, people don't want to hear real music no more. Like, they just like the
TikTok-y shit.
The weird, you know, the yeah. weird shit they get in. So mm-hmm. you get discouraged as an artist, for me, like, a real artist that genuinely love the music and I put mm-hmm. my all into it. So it's kind of like, damn, like, are they seeing that? Like, are they understanding, like, I'm really going hard and I'm really putting my all into this?
Right.
So it make me feel good now, like, you know, people actually supporting.
Yeah, because he's very talented. And not even just that, I feel like a lot of other artists respect you a lot.
Yeah.
You know, wanting to work with you and everything. I saw, like, somebody had left a comment, like, oh, I feel like you're so underrated. But you were like, no, I've been doing a lot.
Yeah, people, and that used to get to me. Like, a lot of artists act like it don't. Because sometimes, like, I feel like even with artists, it's so much depression, anxiety, suicidal. Is because we really wear that mask and I had to take that mask off. Like, we really act like, oh, these things don't matter. Like, when people, when you go on your page and you see people constantly comment weird stuff and say whatever they feel, like, for example, you underrated. Like, I know it's, they saying it in a good way in my
it's
favor.
It's meant to be a compliment.
But that could really mess with you. Like, damn, like, nobody really see what I'm doing.
Right.
And
you're
that
like,
used
I got
to mess
pissed
with me.
At, yeah.
It used to mess with me. I used to call my label like, ah, like start going crazy, like y'all not doing that, or they'll comment stuff like, who's managing her, like she should be bigger. But in reality, like I feel, for me, like God is in control and no one could stop my destiny, no one could stop my time, no one. Like it don't matter how much power you feel you have, like even if God have to get rid of you or remove you from my situation, he will, because no one could stop what God have for you. And I really had to sit myself down to understand that. And that gave me my power back.
What are some changes that you've made just to be able to put this out and to feel like, okay, maybe certain things aren't in the right position that they need to be in?
Honestly, just sitting back with myself and really clear my mind, like really get that peace. Because when you don't have peace, you can't do none of this. Like you all over the place.
And like, you started really off with peace of mind.
Yeah.
That's a conscious decision.
So you understand, like that's the energy I was in. I wrote Peace of Mind in my house, in my room. That's the energy that I was in.
And it's a good feeling to be able to be in the position that you're in now. Sometimes I think, and not saying that you do this, but sometimes we're doing our day-to-day stuff and we don't think about how far we've come. You know, if,
when you think
back to like 10 years ago, where you were as opposed to where you are now, and to be grateful for the position that you're in, even though we may not be, and that's why I had named my show Way Up. Like I'm way up from where I started, but I'm still on the way up. You know, I feel like I'm not where I'm going to be. But when you think about the blessing of being able to have the longevity that you had already, to be relevant, that people still even care, and to be able to do what you love, because some people will never even get this far. Or the chance to do what they love.
What you just said is so...
Most people don't.
Like, I don't think you understand how much that could help other artists, not just myself. Because that's true. Because I remember I was sitting in my room and I was just really... Sometimes you got to sit with yourself, you know? And I'll sit with myself to be like, yo, you're ungrateful. Like, I was really talking to myself like, yo, you're ungrateful. Like, yo, shut up. And I had to say that to myself because I remember living in the projects. I remember freaking roaches coming next to my bed, and I'm not embarrassed to say none of these things. This is my real life. I remember having to wait for the rats them to leave so I could go to my building. Like, I remember all these things. And it's
I still gotta do that in Brooklyn.
I remember hopping the train, you know, hopping the train to get to work because I only had $100 for the week and I had to buy food. Like, I remember my mom moving to Philly and I was by myself in New York. So it was like, now that I think about it, like, girl, you never even have your own keys to go inside no house because you never own nowhere. God made you buy a house.
That's amazing.
Blessing. You know, you get to move your family and then you're still complaining.
Right. And that's stability too. I think the security of knowing that later on in life, if everything else, because this is how I look at it. If everything else goes away and goes bad, I got a house to live in. I got a rental unit downstairs so that could pay for it. I think about those things because you just never know what can happen.
No, what you said is really true. And I feel like a lot of times artists and, you know, even people in our world, and I'm pretty sure regular people too, but we want what we want when we want it and not on God's time, that we get ungrateful.
Right.
Like you don't even see everything else that he's doing for you.
Yeah, because patience is a virtue, as they say. And sometimes it's not easy to be patient. And I think that has to do with work and with relationships too, with friendships, with, you know, with romantic relationships also. Sometimes we want things to be a certain way so badly and it's not the right timing. And you can't also control what other people do.
Oh, say that again.
I said it. Damn, I had that conversation on my way over here. You can't control what other people do. And you can't change nobody else. You can't change people.
Yeah.
At all. You will drain yourself, literally.
Why were you having that conversation?
Because I feel for me is like what people do, some of the stuff I go through with people, whether they're friends, family, around me, I'm the type of person, like, if I love you, I feel like anything could be fixed. As long as you ain't try to hurt my mom, you ain't try to hurt my family. Like, we ain't having sex with each other's partners. I feel like anything could be fixed.
Right, and you're
like,
forgiving.
People, I'm very forgiving. And people, I feel like when people really have problems with you, they use anything to make it an issue. Like, if we're friends and you do something that piss me off or hurt me in any type of way, I should be able to call you and be like, yo, I didn't like what you did. Or, you know, you call me and be like, yo, I didn't like what you did. And we should be able to fix that if he was really cool. But some people, they wait for a moment, just that one moment to be like, that's it.
That's
to
it.
To blow up.
And it's like, that's not real. Like, that's not real people, because I don't get down like that.
Yeah. I mean, and then sometimes you might have an issue with somebody and you tell them and they keep on doing it. And you have to also know when to cut people
and
off.
And remove yourself from the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm only going to tell you but so many times that something is bothering me. And when there the actions and the words don't match, then I'm going to just remove myself.
Because sometimes you could be too loyal, like loyal to people who don't deserve it.
I'm that. I'm a Cancer. And I could tell you, girl, like I could be so loyal that. And this could be with family, anybody. Like, I could be so loyal that I could watch you drain me. But once I have enough, when I say enough is enough,
it's over.
I go cold turkey.
Right.
Like, I have no sympathy while I'm at it, too. Because I give so much chances. Like, if I love you, I give chances. And that's probably, like, one of my downfalls.
Yeah, because it also can really weigh you down.
Yeah.
You know, and the progress that you're making in life. Sometimes you cut off certain people and you soar after that.
Oh, always.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, that was the dead weight that was holding you down.
Always.
Now, for you, Tina, besides the music, I feel like you're talented in a lot of other ways. And I always tell you this, too. So what are some other things that you're going to do? Because I feel like you're not, you know, a recording artist and only that. But you have a lot of other things to offer. So what are some other things that you're passionate about?
Honestly, I want to get into acting. I want to get into modeling, like more with that. And I've been decorating my house, which is so crazy because on my downtime, that's all I do.
It's so exciting too. Yes. When you get a house,
that's all I do.
All you want to spend your money on is like, you don't even care about clothes, bags, nothing. You're like, I just want stuff
all
in my home.
I do. Like, and my friends and be like, yo, you should go do that. You should do that. Like, I pay to decorate my house. And you know, I'd be like, of course, I'm not going to have time.
Right.
But that's another talent I think I have.
Okay.
Interior design.
Yeah. Because people pay people thousands of dollars.
Trust me. I'm like, my interior designer just texted me right now, 7 minutes ago.
You see?
Yeah.
And that definitely help you with stuff like that for free. $3.99
You ain't doing nothing for free, okay? You know who you are?
Don't say that word.
No, I will help you with that for free. I definitely will. Other people get charged though.
Because I feel like I would like to be like, this room was designed by her celebrity.
By Tina.
Sorry.
Yes, yeah, no, for real. Like, I'm when I tell you I'm good at it, like, I'm really good at it. Like, I have an eye for it. Like, and I get, like, when I love something, I get obsessed with it. I feel like that's how I made it with my music.
Right.
Because I get obsessed. I do it over and over. I wake up excited to do it all over again. It's like a music.
Like tunnel vision.
Like my voice would be gone and I wake up. I can't wait for the next day to go back. It's like, girl, your voice is gone. Like, go sit down.
Was there ever a time that you didn't feel that way about music?
Yeah, when I took a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you still weren't, but.
When I took a break, I always loved music because I told you I went to school for music too. So I love music. I just didn't like what come with music, if that makes sense.
The business and
I didn't like the business.
Having to deal with certain people.
Like, I didn't know this shit was so cruel.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I thought the streets was cruel. Like, I was scared of people in the streets. Like, oh, this shit is cruel.
Until you step tiptoed into this business.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, like, I came in innocent. Like, oh my God, hi everyone. So I come in here like, hi everybody. Yeah, like, I'm like, oh my God, everybody's gonna like me because I don't do nothing bad. I don't start drama. I'm not a, you know, evil person. And it's like, girl, you don't gotta be evil. How long? You don't gotta start no drama. We gonna be evil.
Yeah.
How long was your break?
I say like I was still working behind the scenes of doing music because I'm gonna always do music regardless, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But putting out stuff, I didn't put out nothing for like probably like 5 months, 4 or 5 months.
Which is a lot for you.
Which is a lot for me because I was always putting out music.
For you, Pam, the world of comedy is tough too. You know, especially for women. How has that been for you? Like, how do you cope with that? When you hear what Tina's talking about, with everything that she's had to go through. Because, you know, one thing I had to tell myself is it is business, and people really don't care about you if you're not hot at the moment. Right. And I have to not take things personally. Mm-hmm. And so there's been a lot of times that things have happened. I've heard things. People have said things. People have done things to me. People have treated me a certain way. And I have to always remind myself, these not your peoples. You know, this is a business thing. Right. And when you lit, they'll be there. And when you're not, they won't. And just always know that. And I always know that. Like, I never for a second fool myself. Right. Into thinking that people will always be supportive of you. There's people that fuck with you because of who you are.
Right, right. I mean, keep my trip. You know, I keep my circle very small. Mm-hmm. Only because I don't have a lot. I don't have a lot of space in my heart. Right. So it's like people who I allow into my circle are normally people who I actually genuinely care about. You know, there's something about this person that I really genuinely like I would be like, I'll go so hard for this person. So because I know that I'm like that, I can't open myself up to too many people, because now I'm gonna be go hard for everybody that I actually say, yo, this person is in my circle, I fucks with this person. Mm-hmm. You know, because at the end of the day, you know that a lot of people won't reciprocate the same energy towards you, but I don't allow that to change the person that I am, right? This is me. This is who I am. I'm always going to go hard for somebody. I don't take what somebody else does and then be like, you know what? That's the last time somebody going to fuck with just Pam. Like, I don't do that. I just be like, you know what?
I love that voice you did with it. Right. It is what it is.
It is what it is. But I'm me. I have to be me, you know? And through everything in life, I just try to always be me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll be like, the person that you meet today is the same person you're going to see next week. If you see me tootsie rolling at the club, it's going to be the same person.
And I have seen energy. That. I have footage.
Tootsie rolling. But the energy is always the same, you know? And in comedy, you know, there are so many things that happen that I don't want to smile. I don't want to laugh. I don't want to make a joke about it, you know? But I get on stage and they're like, why don't you turn your mother and your father dying and turn that into a joke? I'd be like, that shit ain't funny to me. But I see so many other comics take something like that and then turn it into a joke, you know? Right. So I'll look in with myself and be like, you know what? Let me find it. I'm sure there is some humor somewhere. I just gotta find it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, every day is a challenge, but, you know, I just look forward to what's to come. You know, like you said, 5 years ago, I would have never imagined I'll be sitting here talking to you. Like, I got Angela Yee stored in my phone. Like, that's crazy. You know, to me, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I could just call Naeem Lynn and be like, hey, nah, let me tell you what happened. That's crazy to
right.
me. You know what I'm saying? I could hit Donnell and be like, what up, son? I'm coming to Ohio. That's crazy.
Yeah, we were definitely
you know,
in Ohio.
I would have never thought. You know what I'm saying? So I can only imagine what's in store for me. You know, I know that there's so much more, and I know that it's coming.
Right. And because you've been through a lot of shit these past,
right,
you know, couple of years. So
I'm whatever it is, I'm ready for it.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like things like that is like preparing you for something amazing about to happen. Yep. That's how I always look at it. I'd be like, you know, the best time to take a big risk is when shit isn't going right, because then you feel like ain't nothing to lose.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
Well, I'm about to pack my bags and move to Afghanistan tomorrow because I'm going to take a risk.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Now, we got to ask about this Instagram post. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? Stay tuned. I want to know what, because there
hands
is some.
Are those?
That's not a
thank
woman's
you.
Hand.
Well, beach, what
maybe
beach
it is
you
a
on?
Woman's hands. I don't know.
Are you naked?
This is a
what the bottom half of your body look like? Are you clothed? What's happening here?
Is there a towel?
What beach?
You know what's crazy?
I got so many questions.
For people who don't know, I'm so like open about my body that I could be naked around anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we all know that about me. So
yeah,
that's a good problem. Yeah, like, I'm so
we all know that about me.
Yeah, I walk around my crib naked, like with everybody in my house.
What does it have to do with this picture?
You are on the beach.
You're on the beach getting a rub down.
Not trying to corner me.
This is like man hands to me. Is it a video?
Listen, you know, I'm used to having man hands rubbed down.
Okay,
I'm used to stuff like that.
Well, what is the guess?
I cheated on my first boyfriend with a girl, so it's like I'm used to having man hands down.
Did you tell him? Since you tell people when you cheat?
Yeah, I did. I'm very honest in relationships.
And what did he say?
I mean, what is there really to say?
If it was Mano, he'd have been like, can I come to?
Mano would have been like, why you ain't
telling me to
pull
Jamaican,
up?
He was Jamaican, so he was more like,
no. Oh, he wasn't
like,
with it.
Why am I not like, you do that to me, I can't make me look so, you make me look bad. You can make me look bad, I can't tell nobody that. It's kind of more like, don't say that to nobody.
Right.
Like, keep that a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, you know what? Times have changed, I feel like.
Yeah, nowadays.
Times have changed.
I don't think dudes really care about stuff like
at
that.
At all.
Do they even consider that cheating?
Hell yeah, because cheating is cheating.
No.
Yeah. Some dudes get extremely jealous with another female.
Like, I mean, I had a guy break up with me because he caught me in bed with one of my friends. So it was years ago.
But... See, he was your friend, so he knew that was personal.
Yeah. I mean, we
that
mean just,
y'all must have had a good time.
He was just drunk and wanted to lick on each other. It wasn't really.
That's the best time.
It wasn't really like.
And his friends, like your friend, your friend.
Oh my
friend
God,
know
I'm in love
what,
with her. Like it was nothing like that.
But your friend know. That, see, that right there.
Wanted to touch on each other.
Is scary because your friend know what you like. Because I feel like every female talk about their sex life with their friends.
Okay. Mm. Yep. I'll be
you at least going to have one or two friends that you really trust, like to go like in that. Details. Like yeah. I go in details.
Mm. Like detail. Tell us some details.
Chelsea, y'all don't want to hear.
We want to hear some of these version
we
details.
We go in these version details.
Thank you.
No, I'm talking about details in general. Details of them telling me stuff. Details of, you know.
Just like likes and wants and needs.
Yeah,
and stuff
of course. Like,
yeah.
Details. Like for me, sex is, you shouldn't have left nothing out of sex. Mm-hmm. Like nothing. It's no, like for me, it's no limit. It's no, like
no
I
boundaries.
Feel like when, it's no boundaries at all.
Pam is
like
so
when
confused.
You're with somebody,
so
everything's
lost.
Supposed to get done. Like I'm talking about every single hole on the body supposed to get touched.
by the virgin.
Somebody's gonna cheat. I'm telling you, that's hard.
I don't want all my hoes touched.
Everything's supposed to get touched. It's no nothing. Like, especially if you're with that person, if that's your person. Mm.
You think you found your person yet?
Honestly, I can't really say because I'm still young. Mm-hmm. But I feel like I've always get into a relationship with people that really genuinely love and care for me.
Okay. Do you normally like older or younger?
When you say younger, like somebody that's younger than me?
Yeah, younger than you.
Yeah, because I don't really think. I think like the age probably could be like a little bit like probably like 3 years younger. Mm-hmm. Or I say like 5 years max older.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So around the same age.
Yeah, that's
you think you're the dominating person in a relationship? Like, or in a relationship, you'd be more submissive.
You'd be surprised. Like, I love to feel safe where I could be submissive.
Okay.
Like, I love to
listen. That security.
Yeah, if I feel safe.
To know that you can let your guard down, right?
If I, yeah, because people think, like, I'm more, like, you know, aggressive, like, I'm a Jamaican girl. Like, my mom is aggressive. Like, my aunt them is aggressive. They're like, well, we just say, like, they be ready. But in relationship, I'm so submissive. Like, you'll be shocked.
It's the only time you get to be that way.
Yeah, like, I'm very, like, if I feel safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I don't feel safe, and I love to be with people who I feel like you can control, you got to be able to control me. Like, I need to know when to shut up.
Okay.
Oh, like, I need you to tell me, like, yo, like, you're doing too much. Like, yo, I don't want to hear anything else. Like, I like that. I'll be like,
all right. I like that you're doing too much. Is the same thing as shut up.
Like, yo, go sit your ass down. Like, yeah. I'll be like, all right.
You're right.
Yeah, all right. Like, you got it. But if I don't feel safe, I'll go back and forth.
Right. Mm. Is somebody telling you doing too much, right? And you feel like, okay, like, that's a good feeling. Because I also like to be able to tell somebody that. Like, I like to be able to tell.
I'll tell you that too.
Right. Like, yo, relax. And I like when I can tell people who are like my man, if he's like doing too much and I can tell him that. Because sometimes it's hard to like calm a guy down when he's mad. But when you know, you could be like, yo, it's okay. Mm-hmm.
Right. That make you feel good.
Yeah.
I feel like being with a Cancer is probably like one of the most weirdest thing, because I don't like to be told too much what to do, but then I like to be told what to do. If that makes sense.
What,
like,
about
I don't want you to be too much on top of me, but I want you to be on top of me.
Just enough that I know you're there.
Yeah, like, I don't want you to blow up my phone, but blow me up. Mm-hmm. Like, don't stalk me, but come check for me.
But be on my side.
But come stalk me. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't pick me up every day, but come pick me up. Like, it's like, damn.
This
like,
is too confusing.
That ain't Cancer.
But you understand,
women,
right? Like, yeah, you understand women. What I'm saying?
I do want
it's
you
like,
to come
do
pick
it,
me
but
up
don't
every
do
day.
It, but do it.
Yeah, right. Do it, but don't do it, but
why
do it.
Why like, doing it?
Like, yeah, like, if I ignore your call, like, call back, but don't call back.
Don't call, like, 20 times.
Yeah,
call
but
once.
Call back enough that's time twice. Where I can, once or, she yeah. get it.
Because sometimes but that's how
I need to know you care.
Yeah,
you go. Like, I need to know you care. Like, if I hang up the phone on you, don't just leave me like that.
Oh, guys, be so confused.
That would make me break up with you. Don't just leave me hanging up. Like, I need to know, like, you're going to blow me up at least three times.
What if you were wrong?
I don't care. I need to feel that you care. Like, it makes me feel good.
Because sometimes guys be feeling like, if you like, yo, leave me alone, they think you really mean leave me
that
alone.
That mean that person don't really know you. If I say leave me alone, that mean I want you to bother me.
That mean put forth some effort.
Yeah,
let
bother
me, see.
Me
show
please.
Me that you
yeah,
care.
Show me.
I am telling you that I'm falling back so that you can fall forward and
there
do more.
There you go. Yep. Like, I told you to leave me alone, but don't leave me alone. Hello? See, now that would make me cheat.
Okay, if you get left alone.
Yeah, because it's like, that mean you don't care about me.
Okay, so what if you really like somebody, you're into them, you mess up, right? Mm-hmm. And then he don't call you for like 2 days. Are you going to be the person that's going to be like, let me blow him up because I know I messed up?
Nah, because you should really call me. You know I mess up. You should call me to ask me why did I mess up.
You know what?
Like, I need you to ask me why I mess up. Like, that's why I said, like, it's
oh,
you
Tina.
Gotta really know how to really.
I need you to try
handle.
To figure out what the problem is.
Yeah, because it's like, if you don't call, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Then it's like, damn, should I really, like, that mean you don't care? Because what if I'm messing up on purpose just to see if you care?
He gonna be like, you doing too much.
Right.
He gonna be like,
this bitch crazy. Yeah, I don't know what
like, you doing too much now.
Nah, if I fuck up, I'm calling. Well, I own up to my shit.
Now, do you cuddle when you're in bed with somebody? Like, are you a cuddle all night type of person up under her?
I'm not a cuddle all night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. But you don't.
Because like, I'm telling you, like, it got us all, like, for you to be in a relationship with me, anybody, like, you gotta really get it. Because it's like, I don't cuddle all night, but then I like to be. Help, but then it's like,
oh my god,
after she's too while,
after
like,
a while, I was like, all right,
yeah, after a while, it's like, all right, I'm gonna go on this, yeah, I'm gonna go on this side.
I feel like you need to do a movie called Leave Me Alone, but don't,
right?
Yeah,
Next song.
That's a good one. Leave me alone, but don't. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I like that. It's like, but I don't think it's difficult. I think people who get it will get it. It's like, do, but don't do too much. It's
do
like,
enough. You gotta, do see, enough. Do enough.
You
care.
You gotta mess with somebody.
Do enough that it matters.
On your level. Like, if you mess with somebody who really knows you.
Okay.
And y'all on a good thing. Wavelength.
Like, that's what I think
I
it
like
is.
I like to cuddle. You like to cuddle.
Yeah. I want cuddle. Somebody who knows me. Like, you know, like, yo, you'd be surprised when you know somebody. It helps a lot.
Oh, all right. Okay.
That what helps a lot.
Have you ever lived with someone?
No, but they live with me.
Bruh.
I don't live with
Tina.
No, I'm dead serious. Like my mom teach me that. She told me, listen, I don't care.
What?
I don't care. Don't ever go live with someone because then you could kick me out.
Okay, no, but okay,
only
okay.
One so, doing the kick out.
But you have lived together in a relationship.
Oh, before. Yeah, yeah. Okay. But not live with
you. You're a dominating person.
I need to be the
no,
only
you lived
one.
With me.
Yeah, I need to be the only one
on
doing
the lease.
Doing the,
I'm
doing the
kick you out. Out.
No, we could both you be on the lease, but mine's gotta be first.
Oh my God. Yeah. But you got your house now. So could you imagine moving somebody in there and then, because you know it's hard to evict people now too. They be trying to
You know what's crazy? I would never, that's the thing. In a relationship, I won't like be like, get out. If that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think other people will do that. Okay. If that makes sense.
They sure will. They'll change the,
that's
they'll
what my mom
tell
me. Don't ever
the
live.
Security codes and locks.
Yeah, my mom
you
tell me don't ever.
When you're in Houston for
if
extra
if you're
going
to be in a relationship with somebody, don't ever be the one to live with that person. Make them live with you.
Gigi, it sounds like you had a story to tell.
Yeah, well, you know, that happened to me.
I feel, was you I in Houston out. With you?
No, not okay. That time.
Okay.
Wait, I stayed you put in, I was out? No, I stayed I was living with my ex. Here in New York, and I had a business trip in Houston, and I decided this was back in my drinking days, and I was drunk,
that.
And I didn't want to take a 7 a.m. flight, so I decided to extend my stay an extra day. And when I came home, the codes were changed, and I couldn't get in the house.
Ooh. I know you told yourself this would never happen to me again,
and didn't, and won't.
See,
mm-hmm. And lesson learned.
It happened
now,
to
if
me.
It was
and
your
my
crib,
name was on a lease.
Lesson learned.
Well, it happened to me and my name was on
I moved to I moved
Wait,
back to
on.
Atlanta
you
60 days
got
later.
To stop this, Pam.
I'm dead ass.
What happened?
Yo. Literally, he put the chain on the door.
Not the chain.
Wouldn't let me in the house. So I ended up sleeping in the hallway one night.
Oh my God, Pam,
and
call
then,
me.
Horrible.
And then
call me.
I was in the car with my daughter and my phone rung. And he was like, yo, come back to your house. Come back to the house because all your shit is outside.
How?
I was like, wait,
I'm on the
what?
Lease.
Mind you, there, I got home. This nigga had all my shit outside. He had called my parents and told them to come get my shit because he was putting me the fuck out.
Did he rent the apartment?
I was like, nigga, my name is on the lease. What the fuck?
But did he rent the apartment?
No, I did.
What did you do that made him feel like he...
What did I do?
Well, what... Yeah,
yeah what happened?
What was his problem that he felt like he had to remove you from y'all's dwelling?
Because y'all's... I caught him cheating 75 times. And then I ignored it, right? So after the 74th time I caught him cheating, I was numb to it. So I was like, you know what? This is just what you're going to do. So I ended up in another situation too. Mm-hmm. So once I'm out, I'm out. I'm like right. You. When I'm in,
yeah.
I'm going to be in. I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to be, because I'm in it.
Yeah.
But once I mentally check out and be like, I am emotionally detached.
Bye.
Even that's if I'm it. Still in the situation, I'm
mm-hmm.
out.
Because mm-hmm.
yeah. you know, women,
yeah.
they
yeah.
leave mentally.
We break yes, up we in our head first.
Right.
And we ready, so,
so
we just walk
I
away.
So once I broke up mentally, I was out here in these streets. So now once I got out here in these streets, now he had a problem with it.
Of course. Don't
so
they always?
That was his answer. He put all my shit outside.
He has some nerves.
So some goddamn nerves.
So what happened? Did you move?
I did.
Okay.
And then after I started moving
How
my shit,
Pam?
I did. Girl, I'm gonna write a book. I'm telling you.
You moved?
I did.
I'll be damned.
I did. Because at that point,
right?
Because at that point, it was like, I don't even want to be here. This ain't worth fighting for. Mentally, I was like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
So I would rather remove myself from the situation mm-hmm. to go back and forth. Because yeah. then if he gonna be like, well, I ain't leaving either, nigga. Then what? Now we both.
Oh, so both your names are on the lease?
I don't even remember if it, maybe both names.
Okay. Because I'm petty. I would have just had him removed just because there's
yeah,
no way.
No, he, yeah. we asked. I remember my father even saying, bro, why don't you just leave? She got the kid. Mind you, I had kids. Like, she got the kids, won't you?
Oh, he wasn't like, a good person at all. Well,
he was like,
besides
nah.
the fact that he cheated 75 yeah, times.
75. Yeah. He That's was like, disgusting. Nah, I'm not leaving. I said, it's fine. Don't mm-hmm. even ask him again. I'm out.
Wow.
It's fine. And literally,
the fact that
I,
your
le-
parents
I
had,
left.
The fact
left,
that your parents had to get involved, too.
He called them.
Crazy. I left the furniture. I literally left with just the clothes. all of the, my kids stuff, everything. And I literally had to start all over. Oh, I ain't had no fucking money. All I had was a credit card.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
How involved do, like, say, for you, Tina, is your family when you're in a relationship?
Oh, my mom is involved. She's in the relationship, too.
Wow.
It's our relationship.
It's our relationship.
That's a lot for a person to have to deal with, too.
Nah, my mom is just, she's Jamaican and she's old school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's never going to, like, stop. Even, like, for Pam's situation, my mom would have literally went there and got into a fight with him.
Wow.
And make sure you get out.
That's the type of parent. Yeah. Has that ever interfered with anything you had going on though? Because sometimes it can be overbearing. Like, you know.
Honestly, yeah.
But at this point, you're used to it.
No, at this point, I made it stop.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Yeah, I put a stop to it. Like,
you set some boundaries.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For mama.
And, you know, Jamaican old school parents, it's hard to set boundaries. Cause my mom, she look at me like, when you in boundary? You come America now and you want to learn boundary? Like, my mom don't get it. I tell my mom, you got to respect my boundaries. What do you mean respect your boundary?
Yeah, nope. It's not happening.
You think you're a celebrity, you come America, you talk about boundary and you learn them new words. Like, she don't, like, she look at me like I'm speaking a old different school language.
Yeah.
But when I put my foot down, it's like, all right, now I'm going to have to, that's it. Like, this got to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stay out of my situation, you know?
Yeah, because sometimes you got to not tell them things because they don't forgive. Like, if you know, you might be, Once you tell
you
your parents,
back,
it's over.
Tell them.
Yeah. They're never going to forget. And you can't tell your friends certain things either.
That's true.
Because they get
too.
The same way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. They'll never like somebody. I have certain friends. I do not mess with they significant other at all. Yeah. But I'll be, you know, cordial. But if he's there, I'm not coming. Yeah. You know, after everything that you went through and you told me and he did this to you and you had a black eye and
I'm like that too. Yeah. But some friends will make you look crazy too. Some of them will make you look crazy, especially when they want to take their man back or take their woman back.
Right.
They'll stop talking to you. What about those friends?
Yep.
Some of them that tell you everything that happened in their relationship, they make their partner look crazy. Then when they want to get back with the person, they cut you off.
Right. Because they ain't trying to hear, I told you so.
There you go.
They ain't trying to tell you was right.
Mm-hmm.
They want to just, they'd rather cut you off and stay with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they end up losing them too. So now what?
Yep.
Now you did not tell us still what this stay tuned, what we stay in tune for.
All of them.
So that's a new video I'm coming out with.
Okay, there you go.
That's what I said to you.
It's got to be a video.
It's called You Know the Vibes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that video.
Yeah. We definitely know the vibes.
Yeah. There's a whole lot of vibes on that beach.
And were you naked in the video? Just go ahead and say yes.
She liked being naked.
She was naked.
Say yes. We know the answer. Say yes.
Have you ever been to a nude beach?
She's going to be like, not know.
No, but I want to go to a nude. That was actually a private beach. Mm-hmm. We did like a mansion thing. So that was like their beach. Like we was the only one on there. But I want to go to a nude beach so bad.
Mm-hmm. Like hedonism?
Like I feel like I will, if you leave it up to me, I'll walk naked on the beach.
Okay. Yeah. You can do that certain places.
Yeah, there's nude beaches in Miami. Yeah.
Only thing is sometimes the other people don't be looking so great.
Right. Yeah.
But
where were we? St. Martin? Or it was one of those islands where we were on and we walked down the beach and we ended up walking into like the nude part and it was just like, yeah, this
you
is not what I signed
beach?
Up for. Well, I accidentally tripped upon one and I was like.
So you never actually went to one?
No, but I would.
Sure. What about you? Yeah. I've been to just the ones where you're topless, but not like fully nude. But I think you can be nude.
Like
but
South Beaches, you could be topless.
Yeah, nobody really was, but I think you could have been if you wanted
to. Did you do it? Did you take your top off?
Yeah, I definitely had.
How made you feel?
I was a lot younger. It wasn't anything to me.
You didn't feel free?
A little liberation?
No. Yeah, like.
Just
was, without anybody sexualizing anything.
But I also was probably like in my early 20s, so I wasn't. I think it's different now. Yeah. I can't see myself.
Yeah,
doing
you wasn't.
That.
You wasn't the Angela Yee we know and love
right.
today.
I was just with my friends. Yeah. We was, you know, so fresh out of college.
Different. That's dope. Though.
Yeah, that's definitely different.
Girls
gone
wild.
That's a dope experience.
Little tipsy.
That's a dope experience. Yeah,
what to be who?
New beach,
bruh.
Yo, you. I feel like for me.
Pam.
Like just for yo, just for a woman, right? Because guys get to take their shirt and walk shirtless all right. day long, right? Show off their abs,
mm-hmm.
you know. I feel like as a woman, that just make me feel free. Like
right,
I
to
wanna
be able to
feel
do that.
That. Yeah, I wanna feel that.
Maybe one day.
What?
One day.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, I think that would be fun. Like I wanna feel that without anybody sexualized, you know what I mean?
Let's
yeah,
do it.
No, like
let's,
anything. Let's do it. Like now I'm looking like, oh, she got some big ass boobs. Oh my god.
Hello,
look
Dr.
Her ass.
Miami.
You ever been skinny dipping?
Hold on, Dr. Miami.
Shut up.
Yeah, these bitches trying to go skinny dipping.
In a few months
can
we're gonna be
skinny dipping. Next week. No way.
I need a few months to recover. Have you ever gone skinny dipping?
No.
Oh, you haven't?
Yo, I grew up so strict, like that's probably why now I want to just do
yeah.
all these things. I grew up real strict. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know nothing about no skinny dipping. Don't laugh at me. I didn't know nothing
release
about...
Release your inhibitions and live free, girl. Yeah. You got it in you.
That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
I'm here for like, it. All right, so what are some things that you want to do?
I want to walk around naked on the beach.
Okay.
I want to go skinny dipping.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go... I want to drive a jet ski. I never did that.
Okay.
Like I had somebody else like drive me on it and I got scared in like the first 2 minutes. I was like, take me back.
Like, you know what's funny? I can't swim, but I've definitely driven jet skis too. That's crazy. You can't swim either?
Okay.
Now that's something we need to learn how to do.
I want to jump off in the yacht in the middle of the ocean. No, I'm jealous of people who do stuff like that. I feel like it's so free.
It is.
And dope is like, I don't even jump off in a pool.
Yeah. I can't swim, so.
I can't swim, so I just.
Now that should be on the bucket list, learning how to swim. I feel like.
My cousin went skydiving.
I would love to.
She was
that
trying
too.
To get me to go, and I punked out in the last minute.
Right.
Like I just want to do like a lot of fun things. Like
the only reason I didn't do skydiving was because I watched the videos where it didn't go well.
Oh, so you scared yourself?
No, I thought about it, and then I seen them videos like skydiving gone wrong. I was like, whoop, maybe I shouldn't do this.
That's what scared me from doing things, like because I'd be
watching
like,
research.
God, is this the way? Does this mean I'm really living my life if I do these things, or I might be the bad luck and want to do these things and then.
Right.
God forbid I die.
Like, you'd be you know? That statistic.
Yeah.
They'd be like, man, Tina was amazing. And then
That's my problem. She decided. I won't say no to nothing. I'll be like, all right, yeah, let's do it. Let's do how I ended up in the river in a kayak, flipped over 10 times with Donnell because.
You was in Ohio?
Yes. And I was like, yeah, I'll do the kayak. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, my God.
I was about to push the kayak back on foot. After I flipped over the fifth time, I was over it. I was crying. I'm not doing that. Nobody would help. And I was like, what happens if I just stop? Like, is it a boat coming to help? They was like, ain't no boat. I had to finish.
You had to keep going.
It was the worst thing I ever experienced. But I checked it off the bucket list to be able to talk about it.
Now you can say I had the experience.
Yep. I don't want to say I did.
Now, what about with people? What type of risk do you want to take with people?
Damn, you asking me some real question. What was in that syrup? Girl. This might sound crazy, but I want to be able to trust people again.
Mm-hmm. That does okay, not that's sound not crazy.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I want to be able to take that risk where I could fully let go and close my eyes and go to sleep comfortable with knowing like I could trust, like I could trust this person. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've lost that.
Do you feel like it's something within that is stopping you from being able to trust people from people like maybe became, the past? Or is it just certain people that you feel like they have like, to earn the trust from you?
No, definitely the past and how people's behave, my experience with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It made me like more like...
Guarded.
Like, because right. I always start off with giving the trust and not allowing people to earn the trust.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same way.
So it's like, nah, she won't do that to me. Like... Nah, we're until cool. And then somebody could tell me like, yo, no, she's doing that to you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nah, like, she'll never do that.
Right. Until it happens.
Until it happens. It's like, damn.
See, some people start off at a place of not trust and some people start off at a place of trust. Mm-hmm. It's just what type of person are you? It's like you used to start off at a place of trust until you prove me wrong. But now you start off at a don't trust.
Correct. And truth be told, from my experience, because I used to always say things just in general, and I'm learning so much about myself, about life, that you can't say stuff in general because you might have different experience with people. Mm-hmm. You might have experience where everybody come around and they're so dope. No, damn, girl, I don't know. I've never been through that.
I don't know. No one or who people, has that people experience.
People be like, what type of people you be around? Like, and it's like, I don't know. I didn't invite these people here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not like I gravitate and say, come in my life and come try to ruin it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what? I think it is too. Also knowing the difference between people who are really like your friends, people who are associates.
And opportunities.
But sometimes it's hard to know the difference. Sometimes it's really hard to know the difference because a lot of, it's like my mom say, wolf in sheep clothing, right? Mm-hmm. Some people come around with the perfect smile, with the perfect smile, the perfect everything. And they will act like they're good until you see like this is not what it is. And some people are good at that. I don't know if it's a gift, because we all have our gift.
Yeah.
Like, my gift is to make music. You have your own gift. She have her gift. She have her gift. Some people are really con artists.
Yeah.
Like, some people, this is really their life. They live off of this. They even get paid for it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's how they make all them documentaries about all the Twitter swindler and stuff like that.
Yeah. So some people really come in your life and they come in to swindle and to ruin.
And I could never understand how somebody could be heartless enough to want to hurt somebody like that.
I get it if
things don't work out or you have some type of disagreement and it's organic, like this just didn't happen.
Those are your intentions.
But when people have bad
intentions, you ever had somebody that just keep doing bad things no matter how good you are to them?
Yeah, absolutely.
The more good you are to them,
that's
they keep
what I was
going
to say. The people that I've been the best to have been the worst to me.
I swear to God, and I'd be like, God, like I don't have no luck. And the people that are bad, people are good to them. Everyone loves them.
For now. But I also feel like...
You sound like my mom, because she'd be like, that's for now. And I'm like, but goddamn, like...
It's no longevity in that. Their day is going
to
come. For
sure. My whole thing is, If I know if you fucked up to me, you a fucked up person, because I don't bother nobody. Yep. And so I always feel like I just mind my business, keep my distance, and what's going to happen is going to happen. I don't have to even think about it.
You know? Y'all know who finished my block.
And sometimes it's hard because you like, I know this. Why is this not happening? Why is this person getting this? But you have to say, it ain't going to last. Because we've seen it happen time and time again, where people, it could be 10 years from now, it could be 10 months from now. But at some point, and I also never want to have that burden of knowing I'm fucked up and having to like look over my shoulder, not knowing when
it's gonna
happen.
Yo, I won't be able to sleep.
Yeah.
Like if I do something that I know it didn't make me feel good, like I have my conscience. Like if I do something that I know like, damn, like this didn't make this person feel good. Like if I don't talk about it with you or apologize about it or like try to solve it, I won't sleep. Especially if I know like I was in the wrong.
Yeah.
When it comes to real life stuff, like forget like relationships. Like we talking about like real life. Like, yo, I did this to my friend, or I did this to my brother or my sister or whoever it is, coworker, whatever. Like, it don't matter how high God put me up. I'm never too high to go down and say, yo, I'm sorry, my bad.
Right.
If that makes sense.
No, that does.
Yeah.
Some other things you said earlier didn't, but that made sense.
now we talking about real life stuff.
Call me, but don't call me. Right. Call me back when I hang up on you, but don't call me two times. Okay.
Listen, I feel like in relationships.
Tell me, but don't tell me.
I cannot wait to see who you end up with.
Yo, in relationships, I'm the most, I say fun person, don't take nothing serious. But when it comes to like my friendships, like family, real, like not saying relationships not real life, but like, you know, your partner, you could be that person. That's the person that should know how to handle you, you know?
Yeah. When I see you with somebody, I'm gonna walk right up to him and be like, listen, I salute you. I know it's not easy.
Not for nothing, though.
Good job, good job.
Like my mom, because my mom say all the time, like, it's not easy. Like, you're good. But I'm great in relationship.
Okay.
When it comes to like, whoever get to be with me,
I can see you being fun.
No, I'm serious.
And being a good time and being, like you said, very loyal.
You can't be sad around me. In a relationship, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to allow you to.
You are not allowed to be
sad. No, when I say sad, I'm going to give you a good time. Like, I'm not the person that you're going to be crying and I'm going to be crying. Like, that's not me. It's like, you crying, we're going to figure this out.
We're going to figure it out so that you can
get better. Let's go do something.
Would you bring somebody on the road with you, like that you're dating? Would you bring them, travel, let them come work?
Yeah. The only reason why, like, just, you know, for even for the media, so people can know, just so I can make this straight. The only reason why I'm not, like, out there when it comes to certain stuff like that, like, putting relationships on this and doing this, is because, like, I feel like whatever you love, when it comes to my relationship, my mom, my brothers, my sisters, those things, I keep it very to myself. Like, I keep it in my pocket. Like, I protect it.
Because I agree with that.
Because once you put it out there, people ruin stuff.
Like, listen, I've had people post my parents' address, like do all kinds of stuff. And I've had stalkers. I've had to have the police involved and everything.
I remember.
So yeah, it makes me very cautious about
things. You have to protect those things.
People
can't ruin what they don't. They can't ruin what they don't know.
Yeah.
That's just really how it is. Like, I'm not a person that's like hiding anything. I tell you straight up.
No, you
like, I'm into females. Like, I don't hide it. And if I want to go date a nigga tomorrow, the day after, I go do that too. Like, I'm very open with who I am as a person.
No, you but definitely have been.
I'm going to keep that. I could say that out loud. Like, whoever I'm into, I'm going to keep that private, because I know, like, even though I have tough skin now to the industry, my partner might not have tough skin to the industry.
They didn't
my mother might not have tough skin to the industry. My brother might not have tough skin. And my little sister definitely don't have tough skin to the industry. So that could affect them.
And the worst thing is when they got to see people talking shit about you, and you can take it because it's about you, but they can't take it about you. That's tough. Yep. And you have to be like, it's okay. These are just, and you're trying to explain it. And you're like, why am I explaining, you know, to them something about me? Just stop looking, but they're not going to stop looking.
The good thing about like my mom, if I'm in a relationship, my brothers, my sisters, they know like I'm very nice, but like I could defend myself.
Okay.
Like, I'm very, like, I'm tough when it comes to that. Like, I actually say that.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
she got this.
Like, yeah, I could defend myself. My mom is never going to be worried. Like, nah.
All right. Well, listen, Tina, we're excited for this new project to come out. I'm glad we got our own glimpse of it. But there are some singles that have been out that people can hear. But now they're going to get a full project. And what else is going to happen after that? A tour? Who would you see yourself out with?
Definitely after that tour. I want to go back to Jamaica. So I want to start a lot of stuff also down there. Just like, you know, I want to do a few give backs and stuff like that.
Okay. I like
it. I got the Palma sneakers dropping October 6th.
Okay.
I'm super excited about that record.
All right.
Yeah.
Listen, and when you, is the video out yet?
Yes, I know I saw the video.
The video dropping. The video dropped October 6th as well.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, y'all know, first of all, you know when her celebrity does a video.
Y'all gotta
do Tina does a video.
Y'all gotta do the dance.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. Gotta watch the dance.
You gotta do the dance.
Listen,
too.
Pam will do it.
Pam will do it. You know
after
I'll do
her,
it.
She's doing her tootie roll, you said?
Yeah, no. Pam will do the dance. I got some footage from Yellow Springs.
God.
Yeah. Listen.
Yeah, all right.
Pam is not a joke out here.
That's one of the first things I noticed watching the video. I'm like, oh, there's a dance. It made me excited. Yeah, like, yes, I can't wait for this.
That's what made me excited, because I feel like I wasn't really into that. And then you know what it is? I went to the Caribbean parade. I went to the Caribbean parade. And I went to the Caribbean Awards.
Okay. Oh, that was dope.
I got inspired so much.
That's great.
Like after I left the awards, I said like 3 days later, I went right to the studio.
Yes.
That's good.
And
that's,
I did that record.
That was the first ever Caribbean Awards, right? In Brooklyn?
Yeah, in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. I was inspired a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's dope.
And that put me back in my bag. Like I feel like sometimes you got to go back.
Yeah.
Whether it's to that place, there you go, or to that, you know, person, that thing to get reset. Mm-hmm. I needed to be there because everything I saw that night inspired me so much. I'm like,
I got
to get in my bag. I got this.
Yeah.
And I know everybody loved to see. I know everybody loved to see you there too.
Yeah, it was good. It was dope energy.
Some good connections made.
Spice was there. I was super happy to see her.
We love Spice.
She was there. Yeah, Spice is dope. Mm-hmm. She's actually dope in person.
Yay.
Who else that I was excited? Cranium.
Oh yeah. Cranium, and you worked with Cranium. Yeah. He's on the album.
He's on the album. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of dope people.
Everybody was there.
Ding Dong was there. Yeah. I feel like his performance inspired me so much. Because you just see the energy. You know, he make a lot of dancing records.
Yes, he does.
So you see the energy that was in the room. And you actually get to see what people is gravitating to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I cannot wait for this because I think just seeing her perform is like an experience. It'll make you love her even more. So
dope. So thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tina.
Thank you. You know the vibes.
Yeah. We know the vibes.
Yes,
all right.
We do.
It is lip service. Jess Pam, again, thank you. Our special guest co-host. Only one drink in today.
That was it. Just one.
Okay. All right. Lip service.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves, so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait, did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.